10 days ago, we previewed what the television networks call Upfront Week. Advertisers are wined and dined and given access to the stars at the end of Upfront Week. Networks have outlined their fall lineups. We've asked Brad Adgate to come back and talk to us about which new shows made the cut last week, which didn't. Brad's the Senior Vice President and Director of Research with Horizon Media, and he joins us now from our bureau in New York. Good to have you back.
Hey, thanks, Neil.
Give us the breakdown. How many shows were pitched last week, and how many new shows actually made the cut?
Well, typically there's about 120 shows that they have in development, and about 35 actually made the cut.
So is that a normal percentage?
Yeah, that actually is. Now, those that get renewed for second season, you could pretty much count on two hands.
Any surprises of shows that did not make it into the fall lineups?
Well, one of the surprises was that Arrested Development did make it, which was nice. CBS canceled Hack. They canceled The District. They canceled Guardian, which was a little bit of a surprise that they canceled all three. I think the big difference is how much reality shows there are going to be on network TV next year and how little situation comedies they're going to be on next year.
There is one show that made the cut that we have to ask you about, Father of the Pride. Father of the Pride, let me get that straight. This is a very bizarre concept.
Yeah, that is a computer-generated imaging. It's from DreamWorks, the same people who brought us Shrek and Shrek 2. And it deals with white lions working for Siegfried and Roy in Las Vegas.
The same white lions, one of whom made off with parts of Roy.
That's true. In fact, he was there via satellite being interviewed, and it was the first time that he had been on since his mauling last year. And he looks okay, but it is an interesting concept that NBC would go with an animated cartoon version of a sitcom.
Is this a kids show?
No, it's more like a family show, although it's going to be on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock. And it was something that NBC had actually put on their schedule before the Upfront was announced.
What was the reaction amongst the advertisers when this show was it's just very strange.
Well, the funniest comment was made by Conan O'Brien, because when you go to the Upfront, they have a lot of stars from NBC and all the other networks. And his comment was that perhaps NBC will put a show about Billy Joel's driving next year, and that, you know, he'll be in a different front lawn every week.
We're talking with Brad Adgate, the Senior Vice President and Director of Research with Horizon Media. He's at our bureau in New York. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. The events themselves, I mean, these shows, really, where the schedules are presented, these get more and more elaborate every year. I mean, the CBS had What's Left of The Who opening for them.
That's true. They had actually at the end of the show, they told us to wait, and we have something special at the end of the presentation. And I think a lot of people thought it was going to be Madonna, because they're going to have a 2-hour Madonna special next year. And then they did a whole synopsis of all the CSI shows that they're having. And of course, CSI's theme song is Who Are You? And then the lights went on and there was Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend playing Who Are You?
That costs a pretty penny.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does at that. And to fly these people in and put them up and have them perform, WB had Lenny Kravitz play. UPN had Usher play. So it does get to be pretty a pretty hefty fee. But they make a lot of money. When you're going to make $9.5 billion collectively, you can afford that.
There are a couple of phenomena. You mentioned CSI. They're getting a new CSI. This one goes to New York. And there's also a new Law and Order show. I mean, these are, in addition to all the reality shows on these, police procedurals are all over the place.
Yeah, that's true. And it's kind of like in the crowded TV landscape that we have. It's no different than, I guess, Coke coming out with Vanilla Coke instead of giving it a new name. Mm-hmm. It's something familiar. It's something viewers can find in an increasingly crowded landscape. The Law and Order trial by jury, though, is not on the fall schedule. I think it's slated for mid-season.
Ah, that's we did see Jerry Orbach leave the cast last Wednesday night, so we can look forward to his return.
And Dennis Farina is going to replace him and partner up with Jesse Martin.
So CSI New York is going to go up against the formidable original Law and Order with Dennis Farina. How are these shows going to compete?
Well, most people are picking a Law and Order still during the time period, but certainly it's going to be one of the most competitive time periods and television most closely watched, because CBS has had a hard time finding a good show Wednesdays at 10 o'clock. You remember last year, David E. Kelly's The Brotherhood of Poland, New Hampshire lasted about about 4 weeks, and before that, Wolf Lake. So this is something they're putting up formidable. What's interesting is they didn't shift CSI Miami to Wednesday night and put CSI New York on Monday nights. It was kind of just showing that it's a little gutsy move to put a new show up against a show that's been up for 15 years.
ABC has been seeing very difficult times. What are they going to do to get themselves out of fourth place?
Well, they've got five unscripted shows. They have a show called Wife Swap, which is a reality show that actually got a lot of laughs. And it's based on a British show, a reality show. And what happens is two women exchange homes for 2 weeks. So you have someone from Kentucky maybe living in Park Avenue and vice versa. And then it's a film of or a reality show about how these people cope with the kids and the husband. I mean, it's a platonic situation, obviously.
But we're certainly not above a few nudge, nudge, wink, winks.
Well, the comedy is just dealing with the differences of two different mothers and how they can control the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually got a lot of genuine laughs, which maybe that's where all the comedies are going to.
And obviously, when you talk about unscripted shows, these are all reality shows.
Yes, a lot of them are. And of course, you know, they're edited accordingly. So it's not just, you know, real voyeurism. When you watch shows like Survivor and programs like that, the editors know who's going to win and they edit it accordingly.
Hmm. As you look at these schedules, do you see any interesting matchups? I mean, as you look at other than the Wednesday night 10 o'clock?
Well, obviously everyone was worried about what NBC was going to do with Joey. They put it on Thursdays at 8 o'clock, and they actually showed the whole clip instead of the whole pilot instead of just the clip, the whole 22-minute pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like a lot of the WB and Fox are going after that with younger soap operas. Fox moved the OC to Thursday nights, which was an interesting move. The WB is a show called The Mountain, which stars Oliver Hudson, Goldie Hawn's son. And it's another like soap opera type. And then ABC and CBS have Extreme Makeover and Survivor, which are both unscripted shows, which basically have the same audience, a median age of 43, 44 years of age.
We keep hearing about audience fragmentation, the regularly declining numbers of people who tune in to watch a network TV for any reason whatsoever. How did the advertisers look at that long-range picture as they were looking at these upfronts next week?
Well, I think you'll see more dollars being shifted to cable. Cable had a great year this year. They have a lot of innovative programming, and I think you'll see some dollars being shifted to Spanish language television, which, as you know, the population's exploding. And again, it's not just Univision and Telemundo. There are a lot of new Spanish language and Hispanic targeted networks out there for advertisers to choose from. So it's just getting more crowded and more fragmented.
And the amount of dollars certainly doesn't seem to be going down.
No, it doesn't. In fact, it's going the other way. But, television is still a great medium to sell product and build brand awareness. And you look at these low-carb battles that are going on in beers, you know, to get that message across, television's still the most effective way to do that.
Brad Adgate, thanks very much.
Hey, thank you, Neil.
Brad Adgate, the Senior Vice President and Director of Research with Horizon Media, joined us from our bureau in New York. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.